Dans le rétro, tous les mardis à 16h30, l'émission qui se tourne vers le passé pour découvrir et redécouvrir un artiste ou un groupe oublié des ondes.
Bonjour à tous et bienvenue dans le rétro sur Radio Campus Angers. Pour ce déjà 30e numéro saison 4, focus sur David Ackles, un chanteur, auteur et compositeur américain de pop-rock assez méconnu. On s'intéresse ainsi à un de ses albums, American Gothic, sorti en 1972, qui est un disque assez déroutant, résumant les multiples carrières artistiques de son auteur. Entre folk et pop, on sent les influences du théâtre ou de l'opéra, via ses passages de cordes et de cuivres qui n'attendent que la réponse d'un ténor. Illustration avec le morceau qui suit, intitulé « Oh California ».
I've been north and east and south. Which one is the best? I found people are the same all over. But the sun shines in the west. I warn ya, I'm coming back to California. Lend me a shack and I'll perform ya all kinds of happy songs to ease your pain. Think of all we will gain, we'll be sunny until it starts to rain. Let me inform ya, I'm coming home to California. Concrete and chromium adorn ya, land of McDonald's and the ice capade. Think of all the blonde braids, we'll be happy behind our rose-colored shades. They say it's the wave of the future. Ah, but the future is looking grim. Cause when the oil meets the redwoods and the sun grows dim, then I can warn ya, we're all gonna live in California. Wherever we live, it's California, where the road to tomorrow is a dead end. If we won't change the route, let's be happy until the sun goes out.
Né en 1937, David Ackles se fait connaître enfant en tournant dans plusieurs films de série B. Il fréquente l'Université de Californie du Sud, puis part un an à Édimbourg, en Écosse, pour étudier la littérature. Il obtient finalement un diplôme en études cinématographiques, bien qu'il maîtrise également le théâtre, le ballet et la chorégraphie. Sur Radio Campus Angers et dans le rétro, place à un second titre, One Night Stand.
Well, good morning, how you doing, honey? I've got to tell you, I never met a girl so funny, yeah. I wish it wasn't a one-night stand. No, you're quite a girl, you sure are pretty. With just you in it, This is one fine city, yeah. I wish it wasn't a one-night stand. But I've got to be in Buffalo by 8 o'clock tonight, playing in some two-bit dive, selling little bits of my soul for $80 a week. Hell, it keeps the rest of me alive. But I'd sure like to stay and get to know you better. I'd say I'll write, but you'd never get a letter. Yeah. I wish it wasn't a one-night stand. Hey, why don't you take off work and let's go for a ride, someplace special just for us. We could take along a picnic and find a place to hide. Yeah, I know, I've got to catch a bus. Well, it's sure been nice, I might even miss you. Hey, what's your name? Come here, I'm gonna kiss you, yeah. I wish it wasn't a one-night stand.
Embauché comme auteur-compositeur par le label Elektra, David Ackles réussit à transformer cette affectation en un contrat disque. Il sort un premier album éponyme en 1968, qui est acclamé par la critique, mais qui n'a pas bien marché sur le plan commercial. L'opus suivant, Subway to the Country, a délivré une de ses chansons les plus effrayantes, Candyman, qui parle d'un vétéran de la guerre du Vietnam se vengeant en vendant de la pornographie aux enfants. Love's Enough est le troisième extrait qu'on écoute aujourd'hui dans le rétro et sur Radio Campus Angers.
Every time you fall in love, that's the best time of all, is holding sunlight in your hand. It's heaven come to call. And you wonder, will it last forever? And you try to keep tomorrow locked away. 'Cause tomorrow is forever, and love's enough for anyone today. Every time you fall in love, that's the only time it's real. And that girl is the only girl who shares the way you feel. And you wonder how you lived without her. Tell yourself she'll never go away. 'Cause without her, there's no living, and love's enough for anyone today. Love's enough to find your heart and lose it. See the doubt and choose it over knowing how or when. Love's enough to know if she'd refuse it, you'd take what's left and try your luck again. 'Cause every time you fall in love, that's the one and only time. It's living through the final verse of a one and lonely rhyme. 'Cause you know this one will last forever, and you turn and watch tomorrow drift away. 'Cause tomorrow is forever, and love's enough for anyone today.
Bernie Taupin, parolier pour Elton John, aide David Ackles à produire en 1972 ce qui devait être son meilleur opus, American Gothic. Bien que cet album ait reçu beaucoup d'éloges de la part des critiques et de ses pairs, le label Elektra laisse tomber le musicien. Idem en 1973 avec l'album Five and Dime, paru chez Columbia. Il décide cette même année d'arrêter sa carrière musicale et devient éleveur de chevaux, vendant en parallèle quelques scénarios pour la télévision. En 1981, il est heurté par un conducteur ivre et perd l'usage de son bras gauche. Travaillant ensuite dans l'administration théâtrale, il meurt d'un cancer des poumons à l'âge de 62 ans. David Ackles entre au Rock'n'Roll Hall of Fame en 2003 et est aujourd'hui considéré comme un des plus grands compositeurs de la fin des années 60 et du début des années 70. Montana Song est la dernière chanson que l'on se passe sur Radio Campus Angers et dans le rétro.
Montana with a Bible on my arm, looking for my father's on a long abandoned farm, and I found what I came looking for. I drove into a churchyard of what used to be the town, walked along a cow path through the fences falling down, till I found what I came looking for. Through the dust of summer noons, over grass long dying, to read the stone and lumber rooms where my past was lying. High among hillsides and windmill bones, soft among oak trees and chimney stones, blew the wind that I came looking for. Dry land and dusted my city soul clean, to read in my great-grandfather's hand from his Bible newly seen. Born James McKinnon, 1862, married Leantha, 1884, sons born in Montana, praise the Lord. passing time, closed the Bible pages, and took my hand and had me climb closer to the ages. Picket fence, the lattice frame, the garden gone to seed, the anther with the fragile name, defying place and need, declares this bit of prairie tame, and sees her fingers bleed, and knows her sons won't live the same. She must live her creed. The fallen barn, the broken plow, the hoofprint hardened clay. Where is the farmer now who built his dream this way, who felled the tree and cut the bough and made the land obey, who taught his sons as he knew how, but could not make them stay. Who watched until the darkness fell to know the boys were gone, and never loved the land so well from that day on. James, they wrote him each a letter once a year. Words of change that broke him with the new age that was here and the new world they'd gone looking for. Arose like phantom herds, and by the dappled lighting I read again the last few words in a woman's writing. March 1st, 1921, last night Papa died. Left one plow, a horse, his gun, this Bible and his bride. The long grass moved beside me in the gentle summer rain, and made a path to guide me to a sudden mound of grain. The man and wife are buried there, children to the land, with young green tendrils in her hair and seedlings in. To Montana with a Bible on my arm, looking for my father's on a long abandoned farm, and I found what I came looking for.
Pour conclure, je dirais que même après sa mort, David Ackles continue d'influencer les auteurs, compositeurs, interprètes contemporains avec sa combinaison de paroles sombres et déchirantes. Des artistes comme Elvis Costello, Elton John ou bien encore Phil Collins lui ont reconnu une dette créative. Je précise que toutes les informations rapportées dans cette émission proviennent d'articles parus sur les sites allmusic.com, wikipedia.org et senscritique.com. Clap de fin pour Dans le Rétro. Rendez-vous mardi prochain 16h30 pour un tout nouveau numéro sur Radio Campus Angers.
Dans le Rétro, à réécouter en podcast sur www.radiocampusangers.com.